Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Special Representative for North Korea Policy Glyn Davies recently concluded a trip to the Republic of Korea, China, and Japan, where he reaffirmed the importance of working together with our partners and allies to achieve our shared goal of a denuclearized North Korea. In Seoul, Ambassador Davies affirmed that the governments of the United States and the Republic of Korea are building on the excellent foundation established during the May 7th summit between President Barack Obama and President Park Geun-hye, and we will continue in that spirit to work on this challenge and to continue to focus North Korea's attention on the need to live up to its obligations and commitments and move back in a diplomatic direction by taking actions to show its seriousness of purpose on the denuclearization issue, which is the foundation issue of the six-party process and the September 2005 joint statement. On Beijing, Ambassador Davies noted, China has a unique role to play because it has this very strong traditional relationship with North Korea, a strong economic relationship. China is in a position, perhaps more than most, to help clarify for North Korea the choices that it faces and to impress upon North Korea the importance of returning to the path of denuclearization. While in Tokyo, Ambassador Davies affirmed the centrality of denuclearization to our collective efforts to engage North Korea on the right terms. In other words, to convince North Korea that it has no choice but to live up to its long-standing commitments and obligations to take steps to abandon nuclear weapons and indeed to abandon its pursuit of missile technologies. There can't be a comprehensive solution until we find a way collectively to convince North Korea that it has no choice but to live up to its obligations and commitments.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.